This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. As some states begin to lift COVID-19 restrictions, some workers are worried, like restaurant servers and retail clerks, worried about keeping safe while earning a paycheck. Health experts and the White House are pushing back against opening too soon. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The number of deaths and newly confirmed cases of COVID-19 have fallen considerably from their January peaks, but are still running at high levels, putting a spotlight on states like Texas and Mississippi that are lifting health orders aimed at stemming the virus's spread.
We're on a path.
White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients on NBC's Meet the Press.
People do need to meet the president's challenge of masking up. People do need to take the vaccine when it's their turn. We need to stay on this path and beat this pandemic.
Health experts tracking new virus variants warn that lifting restrictions like mask mandates too soon could lead to another lethal wave of infections.
The AP's Ben Thomas reporting. The trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin begins today. He's charged with murder and manslaughter in the death of George Floyd. Then Officer Chauvin pressed his knee into George Floyd's neck as the black man said he couldn't breathe. They'll begin choosing a jury today. In a bombshell interview, Britain's Prince Harry and wife Meghan Markle talk to Oprah Winfrey about race, suicide, and trouble with the royal family.
Harry and Meghan described painful palace discussions about the color of their son's skin.
It was awkward. I was a bit shocked.
Losing royal protection and the intense pressures that led Meghan to contemplate suicide.
I just didn't want to be alive anymore.
Harry told Oprah he felt trapped by royal life and was surprised he was cut off financially and left for a simple reason.
Lack of support and lack of understanding.
The interview aired on CBS.
The AP's Julie Walker reporting. This is AP News. You can't cover your face in public anymore in one country overseas. The AP's Karen Shamas has this story and what it means.
Swiss voters narrowly approved a proposal to ban face coverings, both the niqabs and burqas worn by a few Muslim women in the country, as well as ski masks and bandanas used by protesters. The measure will outlaw covering one's face in public places like restaurants, sports stadiums, public transport, or simply walking in the street. The bill gives exception to wearing them at religious sites, as well as using masks for health reasons such as to protect against COVID-19. Face coverings for traditional carnival celebrations are also allowed. There are, however, still those opposed to the measure. Local resident Yelena Batar believes it's an obstruction of freedom of choice. This is also borderline xenophobic, so this goes against my values and the ones I think of Switzerland. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.